Chapter 17, Section 3, A Promise of Freedom. In this section, we will explore the following questions. Why did Lincoln issue the Emancipation Proclamation? What were the effects of the proclamation? How did African Americans contribute to the Union war effort? Define, emancipate, and discrimination. Identify, Emancipation Proclamation, 54th Massachusetts Regiment, Fort Wagner. Setting the scene. At first, the Civil War was not a war against slavery. Yet, wherever Union troops went, enslaved African Americans eagerly rushed to them, expecting to be freed. Most were sorely disappointed. Union officers often held these runaways until their masters arrived to take them back to slavery. Some Northerners began to raise questions. Was slavery not the root of the conflict between North and South? Were tens of thousands of men dying so that a slaveholding South would come back into the Union? Questions like these led Northerners to wonder what the real aim of the war should be. Lincoln was cautious. The Civil War began as a war to restore the Union, not to end the institution of slavery. President Lincoln made this clear in the following statement. If I could save the Union without freeing any slave, I would do it. And if I could save it by freeing all the slaves, I would do it. And if I could do it by freeing some and leaving others alone, I would also do that. Lincoln had a reason for handling the slavery issue cautiously. As you have read, 4 slave states remained in the Union. The president did not want to do anything that might cause these states to shift their loyalty to the Confederacy. The resources of the border states might allow the South to turn the tide of the war. The Emancipation Proclamation. By mid-1862, however, Lincoln came to believe that he could save the Union only by broadening the goals of the war. He decided to emancipate, or free, enslaved African Americans living in the Confederacy. In the 4 loyal slave states, however, slaves would not be freed, nor would slaves be freed in the Confederate lands that had already been captured by the Union, such as the city of New Orleans. Motives and timing. Lincoln had practical reasons for his emancipation plan. At the start of the Civil War, more than 3 million enslaved people labored for the Confederacy. They helped grow the food that fed Confederate soldiers. They also worked on iron and lead mines that were vital to the South's war effort. Some served as nurses and cooks for the army. Lincoln knew that the emancipation would weaken the Confederacy's ability to carry on the war. However, Lincoln did not want to anger slave owners in the Union. Also, he knew that many Northerners opposed freedom for enslaved African Americans. Lincoln therefore hoped to introduce the idea of emancipation, slowly, by limiting it to the territory controlled by the Confederacy. The president had another very important motive, too. As you read in Chapter 16, Lincoln believed that slavery was wrong. When he felt that he could act to free slaves without threatening the Union, he did so. Lincoln was concerned about the timing of his announcement. The war was not going well for the Union. He did not want Americans to think he was freeing slaves as a desperate effort to save a losing cause. He waited for a victory to announce his plan. Freedom proclaimed. On September 22, 1862, 5 days after the Union Army at Antietam, On September 22, 1862, 5 days after the Union victory at Antietam, Lincoln issued a preliminary proclamation. It warned that on January 1, 1863, anyone held as a slave in a state still in rebellion against the United States would be emancipated. Then, on January 1, 1863, Lincoln issued the formal Emancipation Proclamation. The Emancipation Proclamation declared, on the first day of January, in the year of our Lord, 1863, all persons held as slaves within any state or part of a state whose people shall be in a rebellion against the United States shall be then, thenceforward, and forever free. Impact of the Proclamation. Because of the rebelling states were not under Union control, no slaves actually gained their freedom on January 1, 1863. Nevertheless, as a result of the Emancipation Proclamation, the purpose of the war changed. Now, Union troops were fighting to end slavery, as well as to save the Union. The opponents of slavery greeted the proclamation with joy. In Boston, African-American abolitionist Frederick Douglass witnessed one of the many emotional celebrations that took place. The effect of this announcement was startling, and the scene was wild and grand. My old friend Rue, a Negro preacher, expressed the heartfelt emotion of the hour when he led all voices in the anthem, "Sound the loud timbre o'er Egypt's dark sea, Jehovah hath triumphed, his people are free." The emancipation won the Union the sympathy of the people in Europe, especially workers. As a result, it became less likely that Britain or any other European country would come to the aid of the South. African Americans helped. When the war began, thousands of free blacks volunteered to fight for the Union. At first, federal law forbade African Americans to serve as soldiers. When Congress repealed that law in 1862, however, both free African Americans and escaped slaves enlisted in the Union Army. The Army assigned these volunteers to all black units, commanded by white officers. At first, the black troops served only as laborers. They performed non-combat duties such as building roads and guarding supplies. Black troops received only half the pay of white soldiers. African American soldiers protested against this policy of discrimination that denied them the same rights and treatment as other soldiers. Gradually, conditions changed. By 1863, African American troops were fighting in major battles against the Confederates. In 1864, the United States War Department announced that all soldiers would receive equal pay. By the end of the war, about 200,000 African Americans had fought for the Union. Nearly 40,000 lost their lives. Acts of Bravery. One of the most famous African American units in the Army was the 54th Massachusetts Regiment. The 54th accepted African Americans from all across the North. Frederick Douglass helped recruit troops for the regiment, and two of his sons served on it. On July 18, 1863, the 54th Massachusetts Regiment led an attack on Fort Wagner, near Charleston. Under heavy fire, troops fought their way into the fort before being forced to withdraw. In the desperate fighting, almost half the regiment, including the young commander, Robert Shaw, were killed. The courage of the 54th Massachusetts and other regiments helped to win respect for African-American soldiers. Sergeant William Carney of the 54th Massachusetts was awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor for acts of bravery. He was the first of 16 African-American soldiers to be so honored during the Civil War. In a letter to President Lincoln, Secretary of War Stanton praised African-American soldiers. "They have proved themselves among the bravest of the brave, performing deeds of daring and shedding their blood with a heroism unsurpassed by soldiers of any race behind Confederate lines." In the South, despite the Emancipation Proclamation, African Americans still had to work as slaves on plantations. However, many enslaved African Americans slowed down their work. Others refused to work at all or to submit to punishment. In so doing, they knew they were helping to weaken the South's war effort. They knew that when victorious Union troops arrived in their area, they would be free. Throughout the South, thousands of enslaved African Americans also took direct action to free themselves. Whenever a Union army appeared in the area, the slaves from all around would free their former masters. They crossed over to the Union lines and to freedom. By the end of the war, almost one-fourth of the enslaved population in the South had escaped to freedom. The former slaves helped Union armies achieve victory in a variety of ways. They used their knowledge of the local terrain to serve as guides and spies. Many more enlisted in African American regiments of the Union Army.